What about the Grand Canyon? This is part 5 of 8 by Paul Abramson, the editor of www.creationism.org.
I remember the first time I drove up to the Grand Canyon, you're driving through essentially like desert, dry country. And you're driving and driving, and it's flat for a very long time. And then you get to the Grand Canyon, and maybe you've had the same experience if you've been there before. And all of a sudden, here's this huge hole in the ground that goes way down, all the way down, so far, so many hundreds of thousand feet. And then what I thought of, I remember thinking, that is what is below my feet right now. It's a tremendous gash in the earth, very deep. So evolutionists and creationists interpret the Grand Canyon and its existence in very different ways. Very briefly, of course, the evolutionists say, oh my gosh, you know, we look at the Colorado River going down through the middle of this, and then we can calculate, you know, this small river carving this big stones, and then they look and they punch it into their calculators and computers and things like this. And they say, obviously, millions and millions of years, this has been slowly being etched down by this little river and things like that. So that is one theory for how the Grand Canyon got to be there and why it exists. There's another theory, it is a scientific theory. It's one that was based on good scientific evidence. To look at this theory, we need to go to another place where we can find a historic canyon, which was formed actually over the course of 7 or 8 hours, up on the north side of Mount St. Helens. There's a small canyon there. It's about 1,000 feet wide, 140 feet deep. In other words, it's much smaller, much, much smaller than the Grand Canyon. However, this was carved in about 7 or 8 hours in a particular day in, I believe, 1982. And creationists are calling it the Mini Grand Canyon because what happened is you had the different mud flows. After the main eruption of Mount St. Helens, you had different hot mud flows which were coming down, and essentially water-laden muck was stuck and trapped. And then when it would break free, sometimes it would break free very violently, and you had huge logging trucks and other equipment which were just cast aside like little toys. And these canyons were essentially carved out very quickly. Now, a small stream does run down through the middle of this little canyon up on the side of Mount St. Helens, but I'll tell you what, that little stream did not carve that big canyon. That canyon is a result of a cataclysmic event, one that happened over in the course of a day. When I look at the Grand Canyon, I consider that, okay, the evolutionists believe millions and millions of years, but you know, there's another theory. Perhaps at the end of the global flood, which has been remembered around the world, there are over 200 flood legends from all different peoples. It's not just the Hebrews who remembered that there was a great flood and that very few people survived it, but it's been remembered around the world. But at the end of the flood, you had waters stuck up on the continents all over, say, North America is where that is, of course, but in other parts of the world also, and it had to move. And when it finally broke free, it moved very quickly, and that's the evidence we see at the Grand Canyon. In fact, it moved out so quickly that we don't see the sedimentary discharge or the sedimentary, what was left of most of the Grand Canyon. It's not down in the Gulf of California. So creationists then contend that, wow, this is evidence that this moved out very quickly, that this was an episode. Now, yes, now a little stream called the Colorado River does run down through the middle of this thing now, but that little stream did not carve that big canyon. And we contend that we have very good evidence to show this. On our webpage, creationism.org, we have a lot of different scientifically based articles that show that many different geological processes happen very quickly. There's a wide variety of evidence for this. Now, I understand that evolution says, oh, the Earth is millions and millions of years old. Obviously, millions of years old. No, there's no good scientific evidence that supports that, at least as far as I know. Actually, there are different interpretations sometimes for the same scientific evidence, and much of it shows that many geologic processes happen very quickly. They happen suddenly or very quickly, and then you have maybe a slow amount of movement or a slow amount of change later. But that, if you take the current rate and extrapolate that back in time, that's one interpretation of the data, but scientifically speaking, there are other possible interpretations of the same data. The Grand Canyon is one example of this.